From Early Childhood Ireland's point of view, the root causes are really ones of capacity and providers across the region having the confidence to reopen baby rooms if they've had to close them, or to expand, or indeed to open new settings. And the big elephant in the room, if you like, is staffing. This is certainly the thing that our members across the region will tell us that they worry about, that stops them from expanding and so on. So Early Childhood Ireland is really hoping that Budget Day will be used to do something major about the staffing issue. And what we're hoping for is that the government will name a date to bring pay and conditions for graduate in early years and school age care in line with primary school teachers.
And can you outline the long-term consequences for children and families in the areas such as Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal if the current staffing and capacity issues are not addressed?
Well, I think what we're going to see is more and more children. So, for example, if we take Sligo, there are 34 children under the age of one on waiting lists and there are zero places available. So that basically means that there are 34 children who simply won't get a place. So we need to see better planning. The long-term consequences are if children don't access preschool, for example, their going to school experience or transition into school just won't be the same. There's lots of evidence to show that high-quality experiences, particularly for disadvantaged children, are very good in the long run. So Early Childhood Ireland is keen to see the government build on what they've already achieved, which is very welcome, but to take this big step to bring educators into who are graduates into the same paying conditions as teachers enjoy in primary and secondary school.
And how do current pay and working conditions in the early years sector affect staff recruitment and retention, particularly here in rural areas like the Northwest?
Well, it's very, very difficult because our members in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal would tell us that they're not really competing with each other for staff. They're competing with retail, with the big retailers that we see coming into areas. They also will say that people are getting very high level of qualifications, but that the minimum pay rates, which are about around the 20,000 mark, mean that people don't even come in who have the qualifications to come in. So it's having a profound impact, and it's absolutely stopping member settings of belonging to Early Childhood Ireland from expanding. The thing that they tell us is that even if they have parents with children on waiting lists, the capacity to reopen a room, they're satisfied they have the equipment and so on. What stops them in their tracks every time is staffing, because despite progress, there's an employment regulation order which defines minimum wages, and despite that, we are still seeing very high levels of staff turnover. It's about 24.5% across the country, and in the Northwest it hovers in the late 20s. That's very serious for children. We wouldn't tolerate it in the rest of the education system. So we really need to be addressing it. And one of the ways that government can do this is to encourage more graduates to come in and to encourage those graduates who are in the system to stay in the system.
And you said cutting fees isn't enough to fix the problem. How can the government make childcare affordable for families while also paying workers and improving these services?
Well, the government will need to invest in this. So the government will need to name a date by which they're going to bring graduates into full pay. They're already covering wages at the minimum rate for everybody, regardless of whether they're a graduate or not. And if they were to name that date, it would give member settings in the region and across the country a boost, and they would be able to have very different conversations with staff, with students who are in colleges in the region. We know there's excellent courses in ATU. We know the graduates come out. They're either not coming into settings in the region, or they are coming in and leaving very, very quickly because the terms and conditions are just not enough. It's also a very important marker. Everybody in Ireland highly values the role of teachers in primary and secondary school. And while parents really value early years educators, it's time that society at large did by bringing their terms and conditions into proper terms and conditions alongside other professionals in other parts of the education system.